climb up on the rock. What to do when you feel moody or depressed? Words from Jesus.
When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. If you feel overwhelmed, climb up on the rock. You have me, the rock, and you can rest in my ability to keep you through anything that threatens to overwhelm you. When you feel the weakness of your cares and burdens, when you feel depression threaten to blacken your thoughts and hang a feeling of despair over you, you can climb up on the rock and rest in my grace. I am the answer to these sad moods and depression. Look to me and ask me to take these feelings away. Please don't attempt to just live with the feelings or to make decisions on the basis of these negative emotions. When the enemy threatens to come in like a flood, raise a standard against him and fight against him. Do whatever it takes to win the battle, whether it takes desperate prayer, more time in my word, more rest, or asking for prayer from a friend or spouse. Seek me and ask me what you should do. But remember that these feelings can rob you of your victory and drive a wedge between you and my promises that will sustain you. Be encouraged that I will never allow you to be tempted with more than you can bear. These times in your life may be confusing. There may be times when you're tossed to and fro and you feel uncertain, not knowing what the future holds and not knowing which way to go. It's only natural to feel fear in these moments. You are like my disciples in the boat when the waves roared and the storm raged, and they cried out, "Master, help us, we will perish." They thought they would die because the storm was so great. You may feel that the turbulence of your emotions and the turbulence of your life are too much. But remember that I am the Lord of your vessel. I can calm the seas. I can keep you through any storm, no matter how long it lasts. Wait on me. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be the help and the strength that you need in the midst of this turbulence. Hold on to my word. Believe me through the storm. Know that I have never forsaken you and will never forsake you. And I can cause all things to work together for good. Look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Rest in me, and you will find strength that you know not of. But the Lord has become my fortress, and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. Psalm 94, verse 22. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Psalm 91, verse 1 through 4. Don't look at the waves. Walk out on the water. Peter looked into my eyes, and he had faith to step out on the water. I put steps underneath his feet. As long as his eyes were on me, he walked on the water. I am able to do this with you. I can quell your emotions. I can stabilize your spirit. Reach out to me. Let me be your foundation. Trust in me. Look to me and stay calm and realize that I am the Prince of Peace. Remember that great peace have they which love me. To claim your peace, keep your eyes on me. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Many are worried about the future these days, and it's no wonder. The way things are going, many have reason to fear what will happen to them, their family, their city, their country, their world. Sometimes you might wish you could find a hideaway, nail the windows and doors closed, and keep the world out. It doesn't do any good to pretend the problems aren't there, but you don't have to be afraid, because I'm looking out for you. When fears overwhelm you, hide away in me. When you find yourself in a dangerous situation, call on me for help, and then rest assured that I will be there to protect you. When you can't watch over your loved ones, commit them to my care. When a national or international crisis erupts, I will provide a safe haven in my peace for you and yours. And after this life, a better life awaits on the other side. Heaven is where all is made right. So you see, although there's plenty you could worry about, you don't have to worry about a thing. I'm taking care of you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.